Good afternoon, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Thursday. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts, as well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. A behavioral mental health survey is being conducted by the Thumb Community Health Partnership in the Thumb's three counties. The survey is for the general public, community leaders, and people who work for organizations that help with behavioral health issues, such as primary care providers and mental health providers who live in Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. The survey ends on March 31st. To participate in the survey, just go to the website thumbhealth.org. In Tuscola County yesterday, a proposed recall effort targeting Caro Mayor Karen Snyder has officially hit a wall. The process began earlier this month when a petition was filed seeking her removal from office, but before voters could weigh in, the Tuscola County Election Commission had one job: determine whether the claims behind that recall were clear, factual, and legally solid. The petition alleged that Mayor Snyder failed to enforce a key provision of the police chief's employment contract, specifically a required work schedule that, according to a FOIA response, didn't appear to exist. That claim went under the microscope during a public session yesterday, and the verdict? Unanimous and decisive. All three members of the commission voted no, finding the recall language lacked the clarity and factual grounding required by law. But this story may not be over yet. State law allows the petition's sponsors or the mayor herself to appeal the decision to the Tuscola County Circuit Court. The clock is already ticking with deadline set for March 28th. A surge in fertilizer prices, now up more than 35%, is raising alarm bells across the agricultural community. The spike is tied directly to tensions in Iran, where disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, a critical global shipping route, are slowing the flow of key supplies. That narrow stretch of water plays a big role in moving fertilizer around the world. With fewer shipments getting through, competition is heating up and the prices are climbing fast. Industry experts say the timing couldn't be worse. Spring planting season is just around the corner and millions of metric tons of fertilizer still need to make their way to the U.S. before fields are ready. And delay could leave farmers scrambling. Some growers locked in their supplies months ago, but others, already navigating razor-thin profit margins, held off. Now they're facing tough choices. That could mean planting fewer acres of corn, switching to less fertilizer-intensive crops like soybeans, or simply cutting back on how much fertilizer they use, moves that could ultimately impact yields. And it doesn't stop there. Rising diesel prices are adding another layer of pressure, increasing the cost of getting crops in the ground in the first place. For farmers, it's a high-stakes balancing act, one shaped not just by weather and soil, but by global conflict far beyond their control. We'll be right back.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Hey, it's Mark.
And Misty.
Here at McBoove's Laundromat. Come in to see us, located at the corner of North Main Street and Brown Street in Elkton, where we offer drop-off, wash, dry, and folding service for $1.50 a pound. We also have pressing service. Don't run around last minute trying to get your best duds clean and crisp for get-togethers. vendors. Save yourself the hassle. Get your shirts and slacks done here for $3.50 each. We are accepting laundry vouchers from Huron Behavioral Health and now have gift certificates available to be used anywhere in the facility. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop-off service and store is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 7. Those times don't fit into your busy schedule? Call us at 989-551-5192 to arrange a time more convenient for you. We at McBoo's Laundromat and Mini Mart are here to serve you.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor and oil sleeve and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we're back. An alleged suspect in an early morning fatal shooting in Lapeer on Wednesday is now jailed and awaiting arraignment. The Lapeer City Police Department was dispatched about 1:13 a.m. to the Silver Maple Village apartment complex on Dewey Street regarding a gunshot. When officers arrived at the scene, they found a 27-year-old male with a gunshot wound and a 28-year-old male at the apartment who was arrested. Because the investigation is ongoing, no other information is available. The Lapeer Prosecutor's Office is in the process of reviewing the police report for possible criminal charges. Anyone who has any information about the shooting is asked to call the Lapeer Police Department at 810-664-0833. And overseas, Iran has intensified its attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Gulf, dramatically raising the stakes in a war that is sending shockwaves through the global economy. Today's strikes came in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian natural gas field. They sent fuel prices soaring and risked drawing Iran's Arab neighbors directly into the conflict. Tehran targeted energy production, further stressing global supplies already under pressure because of Iran's stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. That's a strategic waterway through which a fifth of the world's oil is transported. And European leaders, they're doubling down on refusing to join the United States and Israel and the Israel military campaigns in the Middle East as the 27-nation bloc grapples with rising oil and gas prices caused by the war, raging across key energy producers and shipping lanes. Many leaders are still resisting Donald Trump's calls to send military assets to help secure the Strait of Hormuz. The European Commission says member states can use several financial tools to ease prices. Rising energy prices because of the war and fears in Europe of a new refugee crisis have pushed leaders to make the Middle East a priority at the summit. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair, they're your roofing, gutter, and siding experts, as well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have one obituary to mention this afternoon. James Holland, 66 years old of Fillion, passed away Monday, March 16th. He was born on January 7th, 1960. James married Mary Lalone on March 23rd, and she preceded him in death on March 3rd of 2025. James is survived by his two children, Jason and Jennifer. The funeral mass for James Holland will be celebrated at 1 o'clock on Saturday, March 28th at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Visitation will take place at the McAlpine Funeral Home on Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. At 12:30 p.m., family and friends will gather to say their final goodbyes at the funeral home and then travel in procession to Sacred Heart Catholic Church to celebrate the funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Cremation will take place following the services. Those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to the wishes of the family in care of Jason Megdanoff. For online condolences, please visit McAlpineFuneralHome.com.